Test Tubes, the death of creationism?
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the speakers at this summer's Creation Mega Conference in Virginia. Well, Ken, how could a test tube ever be the death of creation ministries such as ours?
Well, you know, a team of scientists recently announced that they were going to use basic chemicals to start working on a project to create life in a test tube. Now, the report stated that they were going to start. They actually hadn't achieved anything. Yet almost immediately, we received this email from someone saying, "You stupid Christians, you're going to see as soon as this happens, a credibility of belief in creation will be finished." Talk about unbelievable. Besides the fact that scientists hadn't made life in a test tube yet, think about how absurd this man's accusation really is. When considering how life began, there are only two alternatives. Either life was created by an intelligent source, or it happened by chance. So even if someone claimed they had created life in a test tube, would that prove chance evolution? No, it would only illustrate it took intelligence to make life. Far from undermining biblical creation, this experiment, if it did work anyway, would confirm in the beginning God created.
Astronomy is another fascinating area of science that confirms the Bible's account of creation. Next time you're on the web, read our free booklet, Astronomy and the Bible. Read that and many other fascinating booklets on topics like dinosaurs, the origin of races, and why there's death and suffering. It's at AnswersRadio.com.